Sometimes you might say that the young parochial vicar may change the readings, the gospel, from the short form that's found in your pamphlet to the long form with the genealogy from Matthew's gospel, just to see if the deacon can pronounce all the names. Well done, Deacon Mark. Recall when you were a child, and you looked out upon the world around you, and you saw trees and animals, flowers and grass. You looked out into the horizon, and you saw the distance before you. And you might imagine that if you continued on the journey in that direction, you would undercover more of the same thing. More trees, more flowers, more animals. Fast forward a few years, and you're in grade school. You learn subjects such as reading and writing and geography. And in one of your geography classes, they tell you that there's a continent named Australia. And in Australia, they teach you that there are such animals as koalas and kangaroos. They have the Great Barrier Reef and dangerous snakes and spiders. You've never seen Australia, but your teacher has told you this, and you trust her. Now you're in college, and you have no money, but you have a lot of time. So you buy a ticket to Australia to see what your fourth grade teacher was talking about. You go, and you see for yourself that there are kangaroos and koalas. You swim in the Great Barrier Reef, and you avoid the snakes and spiders. You see, God reveals himself in creation. The beauty of the world, the sunrise and the sunset, point to a God who tries to reveal something about himself to us. To look out on the horizon as a child points to the possibility of the infinite, of a good, a beautiful, and a true. But that's not enough for God. God sends teachers or prophets, such as Isaiah, who we heard in the first reading, to teach us about the nature of God, of his will and his desire to speak to us. Think of the prophet Hosea, who says, "Yet it was I who taught Ephraim to walk, who took them in my arms. I drew them with human cords, with bands of love. I fostered them like one who raises an infant to his cheek." The teacher, or the prophet, reveals a God who is not only true and good and beautiful, but a God who cares for humanity, and so as to draw them to himself. This night celebrates something altogether new. It's not a lesson to be learned at school, but rather it is an event and an encounter that reveals the manner and the extent to which God will do this for his people. God humbles himself so as to take human flesh and is made one of us, to walk with us, to accompany us, so that we can see for ourselves his love for us. Think of a close friend or sibling, how they call out to us in our moments of joy and pain. They sit by our side and listen. They provide counsel and offer solidarity in our suffering. All of it takes time and sacrifice. Authentic friendship requires that we be inconvenienced for the sake of love. And to accompany is not a noun, but it is a verb. It requires action. And this is precisely the action of God tonight. God came down from heaven so that we could know the truth. And the truth is that in love we were created, that the God of truth and love accompanies us in the person and wants to lead us toward a communal and eternal love. He is a God who unites himself to our journey, and he becomes a pilgrim to strengthen the paths of those who wander. The world in which we face outside of these walls, situations we have left behind or even hold deep in our hearts, can be isolating and scary. They cause fear and anxiety and even pain. And this night offers to us not a beautiful gaze at creation or even a new lesson to be learned. Rather, it opens for us an experience of walking with the divine, of experiencing it in its many forms, the lessons and reasons for our belief. God became man so that we may know who he is, how he loves us, and how he walks with us in authentic friendship. It is not true that we are alone. Rather, we have seen his glory and has experienced his grace. Like the college student who finally sees from themselves what they have always been told, so do we see for ourselves this night that what was said is true. God is with us. God, who became flesh this night, invites us to extend our lives to embrace the Christ present among us. Jesus' style is God's style, and Jesus' style must be in some way our style. Love waits and prays and perseveres. Charity is not a strategy. It is closeness with Christ. The Lord acts through us, his disciples, who love without having any motive or personal interest. It is a love that extends to the poor and to the vulnerable, the weak and those who dwell in fear. It reaches to the extreme to accompany just as God accompanies us, neither in power or in wealth, but in the simplicity of the Christ child. If it is true that God will extend himself this far to reveal himself to us in his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, is it not also true that he will do as he says, and the final veil will be revealed, and we will one day see him as he is, and his glory will shine upon us? This is the message of Christmas. Merry Christmas.